By now, you should be familiar with the Hadley cell. Here's a diagram of it, and let's review it a bit. The large energy input at the ITCZ creates a global energy imbalance, as we've already talked about. This imbalance drives the mass flow of heat away from the equator and toward the poles in what is known as Hadley cell circulation. Warmed by the sun's energy, air at the Earth's surface near the equator rises, causing a zone of low pressure known as the equatorial low pressure belt. This air is also moisture-laden because of all the rain that falls on the tropics. As the air rises, it cools, and water condenses out as rain. Large amounts of this convectional rainfall is what produces the lush rainforests that straddle equatorial regions. The air masses are displaced poleward by rising air below them. They can't continue indefinitely into the atmosphere, so instead they're pushed outward toward the poles. And these air masses are relatively cool because they've risen to such high altitudes into the stratosphere, and as such, cool air begins to fall back down toward Earth, around 30 degrees north and south latitude. This falling air creates a zone known as the sub-equatorial high pressure zone, air pushing down on the Earth, falling down to Earth. This region coincides with the distribution of the world's great deserts. The air has already lost all of its moisture. It's cool and dry, warming a bit as it falls, but by the time it reaches ground level, it's warmish and dry and causes the formation of deserts. This air mass then is sucked back toward the low pressure area at the equator to complete the circulation cell and replace the air that has risen before it. Right? Rising air can't really just create a vacuum there in the middle of it, but rather air rushes in to replace that rising air coming in from north and south. And as it comes from north and south, it picks up moisture again. So by the time it reaches the zone of maximum heating, it's got a lot of moisture in it, and it starts all over again as a low-pressure area of rising moist air. The intertropical convergence zone is named for those two air masses coming in from the north and southern tropics that converge right there at the zone of maximum heating. The ITCZ and the equatorial low pressure zone are sometimes used interchangeably, but they mean slightly different things, with ITCZ representing the convergence of the two air masses flowing in from higher latitudes, and the low pressure zone referring to the rising air as it's heated by the sun. These global air circulations, these Hadley cells, are a very important driving force of climate and vegetation distribution in the tropics.